Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
Got another episode of Boss Barrel Radio coming at you for the week of, November 8th and 7th? November
7th? 7th through
whatever. Man. Whenever the next one. Never next Monday. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
The something.
The 9th-ish. That's when my week ends.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
Sure. Wait.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so no Ryan today, not feeling well, so it's just going to be John and I, and we're going to be talking about games.
Yeah, I played some.
Me too. Yeah, and well, you weren't on last episode, right?
No,
so
I was
you probably
not.
Got some Fable talking to do.
Yeah, some Fable talking. I finally finished that, and that game ends at some point, but at least it lets you continue on like Fallout or something.
Oh, it's not a hard stop.
No, it's not a hard stop.
Even
so.
After the mysterious darkness floats
through. And you kill the mysterious darkness, and you can get like some. You can do more stuff afterwards and continue questing, and you know, you get your ending where everybody talks about all the stuff you did.
Oh,
and
nice.
now, in an effort to kind of see how some of the stuff plays out after the fact, I'm trying to like kind of juggle between finishing quests on the good one and try to continue doing like the evil version of myself.
Can you split yourself that way, or
no?
You just create a new character. Oh, okay.
Just create a new character. I'm basically doing the Bizarro version of my other character.
When you made your new character, does he just have short sleeves and a goatee?
No, it's female, and it's the most crude and crass thing ever. And I'm gonna try to make her fat and just obnoxious and carry a giant hammer, and make her probably use a handgun rather than a rifle, and then. I don't know. I'm just trying to make her just total twat.
Did you make all the money and get the mysterious item?
Yeah. Got the mysterious item. Mysterious item is the best gun in the game.
Yeah.
And, or at least it is for me anyway. I haven't seen anything else that could get stronger than that thing. And then it gives you a bunch of really cool stuff, like an entire set of guild tattoos.
Oh.
And then...
All from that
like,
one chest?
Yeah, and then some like Highwayman costumes or something. I also discovered just recently playing that like there's this island of Driftwood that you can go and establish. There's a big quest story of its own that you can do there, but that's where you can go and see the spire from Fable 2.
Oh, cool.
You can't go in it, but you can see it, and if you swim to the right spot you can look down in the water and see a giant lion head logo.
Huh.
It's kind of
cool little Easter egg.
Yeah,
neat
fun little stuff. Yeah. I've opened my first demon door. Really.
Are those hard to do or something?
They're not as easy as they used to be back in the day, but I mean, so a lot of them like require doing things that I'm not up to do. Like, one, you have to like dress in a particular way that you would appear ugly.
Hmm.
One, you have to, when you have to bring somebody to the door that is completely happy.
Uh-huh.
And the only way to do that would be to have a child.
Huh.
Like, you can't get somebody else's kid. You have to have your own kid and bring him to the door, or him or her.
So which one did you do?
I did the one where you had to have your morality completely one direction or the other.
Gotcha.
You can't be like...
And what do you get out of demon doors?
Usually there's like... cool stuff in there, like the one door that I opened had one of the legendary weapons, which that legendary weapon is pretty good, but mine's better, so just stocking it up now, just throw it in the pile.
So still going at that Fable 3?
Yeah, just pecking away at it. I've got other things on the plate that I'm kind of paying more attention to than that.
Such as the fight.
You want to talk about fight?
Yeah,
I played
dude.
A fight for about 45 minutes before I decided I was too tired to continue.
Huh.
At first I was, the very, very first thing was like, okay, so unlike Kinect, if I move my elbows, which is something we'll have to talk about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That Kinect, that happened.
We will talk about that. But I was confused. Like if I put my elbows up, how does the game know I'm doing elbows up?
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to realize I'm an idiot. The controllers, when they tilt, it just assumes that you're, like it's combined with a camera, it kind of understands what you're doing on the upper body area.
Huh.
Best part about the fight that I did not realize, who's the guy that played Machete?
Danny Trejo.
Yo, he totally does the whole thing.
It's just Danny Trejo versus FMV Danny Trejo?
It is FMV of Danny Trejo training you to be a fighter. Nice. And it is so goddamn scary because he's in some kind of like underground basement cellar, like dog
his cage. House.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And there's like he's dressed up in like sweatpants and like this really tattered tank top. And he's yelling
not
at me. He's yelling at me all the time, but it's always like he's yelling at me with such intensity, like you would expect him to. Uh-huh. But then up from the bottom of the screen, he's holding two move controllers, and like he's like trying to instruct you as to how to play with them. Uh-huh. And he totally calls it the cross button and not the X button.
Oh man!
So well, maybe that's what Sony wants it to be.
It's cross button.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, in an effort to not, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Microsoft has.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Cross box, pyramid.
Sphere.
Yeah.
O button.
Yeah. O. Yeah, it's fun. So when you actually get in there and play, you know, the fighting is it's hit or miss.
Okay.
No pun intended.
Like, literally.
Like you. If you hit somebody with a glancing blow, it's obviously going to do less damage, but it takes a little bit of doing to like understand where your punch is in relation to where their face is.
Okay.
Like it's kind of awkward.
Do you move your guy around?
Yeah, you do, which actually really detracts from.
Huh.
I would rather it be more like Rock 'Em Sock 'Em Robots where I'm just like where it's kind of just
maybe some sway.
More sway, less like. Because I'll constantly feel like the enemy is, like, backing up, and you have to, like, hold the move button and lean forward, which is this really awkward thing to have to do when it's, like, I have to lean forward, and then I have to let it go and swing. But you could swing with it held. It just becomes this really awkward motion, because if you're leaning it forward, then...
Can you do a dragon punch?
No, but you can do a hammer throw, like, or a hammer punch. Huh. You can kind of do really...
You can't do a spinning uppercut?
No, what? I can't make that happen. Not yet, anyway. Like, every time you beat a certain competitor, you can learn a special move.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. One thing I didn't realize is the more you fight, the more you, like, hurt yourself, and you have to go get your body parts healed.
How do you do that?
Pay monies.
Oh.
From your fights.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. You can customize the way your person looks, and you can customize. I unlocked 4 sweet pants.
Nice.
That I can put on my dude.
That's great. Do you see your dude's pants?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see the waist area.
All right.
I don't know. Like it's really weird. The game is cool, but again, like I can do pretty much whatever I want to. Like if I wanted to like full on put both arms out and box him in the head, I could do that.
Hmm.
But like he'll probably hit me in the gut before that happens, and that really sucks.
Does it do any of those different hits make any difference? Like is it just like you hit, you didn't hit? You mentioned like a glancing blow, but like if you like do a double axe handle from the top ropes, like is that going to be more strong than just like a jab?
Yeah, I mean, because like the cool thing is you can notice how much. Like, it will tell you if you've broken something on that person, and then you can continue to try to pound on it to increase the amount of... Like, I broke somebody's jaw, and I was like, well, it's his own fault for leaving his jaw open, so I kept hitting it, and it really was sucking for him.
Was it Glass Joe?
No, but there is a guy called Glass Jaw.
You know? Nice. Good.
And I was like, all right. But he's Mexican for some reason. Or Hispanic.
Okay.
But there's a guy that there.
Glass Wand.
I'm stuck on this guy right now. Yes, Glass Wand. There's a guy I'm stuck on right now that I swear looks like Snoop Doggy Dog.
Okay.
But he fights with like chains around his hands, and Cheater. It's really rough. He's not a fun guy to fight.
How do you get chains around your hands?
Eventually, there's a morality system in the fight.
Oh.
Apparently, right now I'm neutral. Like I
can you titty twist her and it,
I don't know. Like I don't down? Like I don't know how that like do I get sand I can throw in dudes' faces?
Yeah.
Do I gold bite? Dust them?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, like you were saying, you know, if I full on connect with someone's face on a jab, it can tell how hard I'm hitting it, how direct I'm hitting it, and. You can watch replays of every fight you do, and you can even record them and save them to your PlayStation if you want to.
Cool.
For whatever reason. But like the best thing I think is if you get a full on connection to the face or to the side of the head, mm-hmm. watching the recoil on that head, it's pretty
good.
It's a good, like, oh dude, that would suck.
It's
suck
like
a lot.
Like watching the high shutter speed camera jello jiggling.
Just that face just gets shooken up.
Ugh, teeth go out.
Yeah, and it's it does get really cool too, because like the more you beat down, like you have their health bar, but you also have a stamina bar. And the more they try to exert themselves, their stamina goes away. But if you hit them while their stamina's down, it's gonna keep it down.
Huh.
So
there's some momentum.
Yeah. And so like the more tired and beat down somebody gets, the more it actually does start to show.
Uh-huh.
And a cool thing, like
does your character have a stamina bar, or
same
is it
thing.
Just you?
Same thing.
Like your stamina is you.
Your stamina should be you, but no, you could get like a technical knockout from just being too exhausted to continue fighting.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So it's cool. It's cool. It's I don't know that I recommend it. I mean, it's cool for the novelty of it. I think it does a good job like being accurate.
It's not $50 cool though.
No, it's it's not
entering
$50.
Into the move.
Yeah, it's
that.
I think it's $40 actually.
Okay, well,
but still,
the process of getting into a move and then getting that game is not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There are other games I would rather play with the move besides the fight.
Speaking of investing massive amounts of money in non-controller video games,
motion-based entertainment.
Yeah, you got the.
I picked up the Kinect.
The Project Natal.
Yeah, Natal. I'm just gonna scratch off that little
pre-branded
thing that says Kinect on there, and I'm just
Project
like
Natal.
Etched Natal into it.
Got it
like,
on eBay.
I got one of those. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Doesn't work, but it's cool.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, that was really fun. You threw a little party and had a bunch of people over to play, what was it, Kinect Adventures and Dance Central.
Dance Central.
And I missed the Kinect Adventures side of it.
You did. I'll have to show you that later because it's actually pretty fun, especially when you got two people going at it.
You know,
honestly, I really like the move for its accuracy, but I think what the Kinect brings is really that full motion thing that like your entire body is being watched accurately.
You are the controller?
Yes, you are the controller, Griff. And it's really cool. I mean, you didn't get to see how accurate it actually can be because you were doing mostly Dance Central where it's just telling you if you're messing up or not.
Right.
But with like the Kinect Adventure stuff, like you're actually doing that movement and stuff and it's showing you that on screen feedback.
Right. I've watched some videos of it.
Yeah. It's pretty dang good, and I do like that every game I've ever seen for Kinect so far it likes to take pictures of you while you're being a jackass to show you that you're being a jackass.
That was great.
And things only get worse when you're drinking and being a jackass, so that's fun.
Now, you were having some issues with you have a lot to say on, like, the voice recognition and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I want to navigate my Xbox with Kinect because that's kind of cool. I know that's something that other people have been, you know, excited about, just like me.
Right.
But
just the user interface, like interacting.
Right. Because it seemed like it'd be cool, but no, it's really truncated. It's like not what you want that thing to be. No Xbox on, no Xbox off, which might be probably for the best, to be honest. Like you don't need somebody like busting in your door and being like Xbox off.
Well, because, it has the Kinect has the ability to differentiate different voices that are going on simultaneously, and it has the ability to do facial recognition if you set up enough like profiles of yourself and do enough calibration of it. I don't see why it wouldn't be possible for it to take like Fort Knox data voice print.
I agree. Well, and that's where I also go with this is like. Even like I'm all right. I'm fine if it doesn't turn on and off when I tell it to. That's fine. But when it's so weird that like Microsoft puts out this video that says, "Hey, you can do like verbal commands for like movies and stuff like that," but it's not like you can do voice commands for movies through the Zune Marketplace, not through Netflix and not through DVD playback.
Ah.
Which is really aggravating. Like, I was like, oh, well, it's not Netflix. So it's got to be on at least the DVD playback because that's just part of the Xbox, right?
Like, so only if you purchase or watch something through
the Zune Marketplace.
Zune Marketplace does that work.
Yep.
Huh.
Which is really kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It worked on the ESPN thing.
Yeah.
Totally able to the places in which it works really well. And I like just would like that to be applied towards Netflix, and I'd like that to be applied towards just straight up DVD
basic
playback.
Basic function, man. I want it to be able to say Xbox on Xbox dashboard.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Well, and then the other thing is like the voice command for navigating the menu system on the dashboard is completely separate from what you would do on your normal Xbox.
Huh.
Like if you were going to use your controller to navigate that stuff,
yeah.
That's one thing. The moment you you say connect, the connect goes into its own dashboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's all verbal command or touch command. Like the interface that's already there gets put to the side and it's like, here's the other thing.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and it's like, why would you have to do that? Why couldn't you just make what's there acceptable for connect? That just seems kind of bizarre, right?
Too many small buttons.
Could be, but I don't know, that's weird. I don't know. But at least when you say, they have this really simple system so that you're not like constantly being like, what words can I or can I say? Basically, whatever you would want to tell the Xbox to do, you just say Xbox and then it will be listening for you. And then it gives you like all the little square windows will light up with what you can say to activate that certain window.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So like play disc and then it will play the disc in there. Uh-huh. But there's no eject disc.
Huh.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, if I'm playing a Kinect game,
mm-hmm.
why can I not sit there and say, you know, Xbox, pause?
Or Xbox, like, there's, like when like, we were playing Dance Central, there was no way to get a menu up.
Yeah, unless you were using the controller, which is like...
Maybe it's something that we just overlooked.
Maybe. I mean, I need to...
make some. You have to make an X with your body. You have to stand like you're doing a jumping jack, and then... And then it brings up the dashboard.
Yeah, that's the one thing about like making you the controller is like I can't communicate with the Xbox.
Well, it just seems like there's this lack of commitment where it's like if in fact it's going to be a controller-less thing,
there needs there needs to be more input, right? Like I need to be able to like if you have a voice command thing on there, why is that not something I can use? Because mm-hmm. that's the only way to give specific input.
Mm-hmm.
The camera is not strong enough to like see my like you know freaking sign language with my hands, like it doesn't pick that up. So
right when you had the little Dance Central thing up, it would kind of give you your silhouette and then the tracking points of like your hands,
right, which is fine. I mean that stuff's fine, but like at the same time, why can I not tell it what I want it like Xbox pause. Like, I need this game to be paused right now.
Especially when it's, like, a Kinect game.
Right. Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. Like, cause you should know at this point, I don't have a fucking controller in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I want to reach over to get a controller when I'm playing a Kinect game?
Right.
Like, it's aggravating.
Yeah. No, you're going to play this all the way through. There's no stopping now.
Commitment.
You want the controller.
We're only charging you $50. It's a commitment, goddammit.
You're in now, man. You can't get out.
You can't get out of it. But the things that it does well with,
definitely.
With playing the game.
Yeah.
But there's some interface issues that I have.
There are. It just seems a little, it's not half baked, but it just seems like there are some necessary things that are absent.
Right. It's like, I mean, these are all things that I'm sure can be tweaked thereafter. It's just kind of like right now I'm really bummed that it's this way.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried any of the facial recognition?
Yeah, But see, then again, that's another thing that's like really, I have to say Xbox Kinect or just, no, I think you can just say Kinect and it'll go into the Kinect thing. And then I have to,
I don't want to play the Kinect. Okay. We're going now.
Yeah. But it's like for me to have like the thing of like, you'll be able to stand in front of your Kinect and it'll sign you in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you get to that part.
Huh.
Like the Kinect goes through all of this initializing stuff.
Oh, do you have to like calibrate it or something?
No, like every time you turn your Xbox on, the Kinect will turn on and then scan the room and then wait for you.
and then shoot a million points of
points
light.
Of like invisible light invisible all over the place and potentially give me light. Cancer of the eye.
Yeah. If you have a Kinect, look at your room with night vision goggles on.
Of infrared type.
Oh, is it infrared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none of that magnifying.
Not, yeah, stuff. Like a moon low light magnification or something like that.
Yeah, you want the infrared ones.
Infrared dots everywhere. Yeah. I hear if you leave a TV dinner in front of a Kinect long enough, it'll cook.
Just put it right on top
right.
of it.
No, it needs to be within the ring.
No, that was another weird thing that it has those two. It can see those two different distances as as those donut rings.
What if you like put a shell around the Kinect like infrared emitter and like or like a tube and you turn it into like some infrared laser?
Oh God. Oh God.
That'd be awesome, man.
Let's just get a giant piece of tinfoil and polish in, like, make a cone out of it and polish the inside of it enough.
That's right, and we hone it into one dot.
Yep, and then it'll...
Paint the target, John!
And then it'll burn a hole through my couch. Like, great. Where was I going with this? To do the sign-in thing, because it's worked plenty of times for me. It's just the thing is, you have to say connect, and then it'll go to the connect option stuff. And then you have to put your hand over and swipe it over to... the submenu, or you could tell it to go to the submenu, I suppose. And then you have to tell it you want to sign in. And then you have to get off of your ass and stand in front of the Kinect. And then it will scan you. And hopefully it knows who the fuck you are.
So there's no way to turn the Xbox on besides pressing the button or the controller.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kinect will start up with the Xbox?
Correct.
That's weird.
It is weird. Like, it's kind of weird.
Like... the way you have to start this hands-free device is by having a controller or pressing a button.
Yep. And then, it's just like the other stuff that goes into... It's weird.
No.
Also, like a lot of the weird back-end interface stuff, all in standard definition, like aspect ratios.
Really?
Yeah. It like letterboxes itself on the sides when you have like a Kinect interface.
Huh.
So if it's like, would you like to save your game? And then it'll show you your save device options. It's all in like a 4x3. It's really weird.
Weird.
It's very weird.
Weird.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you guys couldn't spend the time to make this HD?
Nobody, It's because you've already spent all your money on a Kinect. You don't want an HD TV.
They don't. Exactly. I wonder how well that thing would work on an HD TV. Or a non-HD.
Standard definition
standard
TV.
Standard dev TV. Oh man, what if I hooked it up to a console TV?
It'd probably be all right. It just wouldn't. Yeah,
you think the TV would just explode?
Well, I mean, it's not like it's using the TV screen for some integral part of it, right?
Right.
We'll see. It'd be more interesting to see once you get like 3D game going and you
put
it in 3D mode and you put it into a standard definition TV, and then you wrap the television in a wet towel.
Yep.
Put it in a sauna.
Submerge your Xbox 360 in water.
Yep. Saran wrap first.
Saran wrap it.
I mean, don't be crazy.
Yeah.
It has to be hot water. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You've made the leap into the motion-free play space, John.
Yeah.
And I think Kinect is really cool. But not, what is it, 150?
Yes, it's 150. Or you can buy, like, if you don't own an Xbox and you're interested in this thing, you should buy the bundle.
I've been trying to, Jen and I have been trying to win one through the Burger King Whopper thing.
Oh, yeah? Just the Kinect, or?
No, you get the whole thing. You get the Xbox 360 Slim, you get a Kinect, you get Kinect Adventures, which comes with the Kinect,
it comes
right?
in anyway.
And then you get, what is it, Kinect Sports or something like
that? Oh, yeah.
Xbox Sports.
Did you, I'll talk to you later about that.
Okay.
There's a video I saw about Kinect Sports. It's rather amusing.
Yeah, no, so that's how I'm trying to get my Kinect right now. Just eating a bunch of Whoppers.
Well, hell, if you're going to feed yourself.
Weird thing is, though, you actually don't need to eat a Whopper to play that thing.
How is that possible?
It's I don't think
we can get a drink.
You can get a drink, or you can just go onto their website and get 6 free codes.
All right.
It's a very weird competition. I was reading the rules the other day. It's like really...
Well, that's like all those places they say no purchase necessary to enter. You can just do it on their website
or something.
Yeah. Crazy. Then who would eat your food?
Me.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll take 12 coats then.
F Burger King.
Yes. What else do you have besides... You've been playing Enslaved, right?
I finished Enslaved. I finished that game.
Oh, you finished it completely?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's not a very long game. It's longer than Vanquish. It's really good. And I do like, who's that guy? Andy Serkis. He's the guy that has been developing all that motion capture technology for facial...
Performance capture.
Yeah, the performance capture stuff. And it all looks really good in this game, and like all their emotive stuff. Like Ninja Theory does a really good job, like making those characters look damn good.
It makes them look human.
Like, yeah, they
it's
look
like a natural reaction that they have.
Just like you know, Uncharted. It's like that thing that I really care about what's going on in front of me because
when like a dude looks at another dude in the face, and they're both on the screen interacting and emoting to each other, and it's not just like. Robot.
Right.
Emotions.
Exactly.
I'm going to strike this pose and keep talking.
Right. Exactly. So it looks really good. It plays relatively decent. There's a lot of that stuff that we talked about way back when about, you know, like jumping from one spot to another seems a little preposterous at times.
Sometimes it's incredibly long.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not incredibly long, but he still
and
jumps
the jump
like
animation
a football
looks
field.
Really awkward.
It's like, it seems like it's gauging its own distance mid flight.
Right. It's not like he's moving through the air. It's like the game is shifting the
around him
to him.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just moving this.
It's like the Wile E. Coyote, like pulling up the backdrop or something.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff happens. I got over that after a while.
Does the gameplay ever get more interesting than platform, bad combo, punch kick combo system?
Yeah, there's some different stuff that kind of varies it up a little bit. But for the most part, like, they break it up into, you know, you're either going to be fighting dudes this level or you're going to be jumping around, play like kind of like Castlevania.
Okay.
You're going to be jumping around or fighting some dudes.
Yeah.
They break it up with some stuff that's kind of interesting where...
Is there a sneaking mission?
There are parts of it where they're like, you could just sneak around them. And I'm like, F that. because I look at at some point you get the ability to, like, the way they do this is like the...
His, like, brain the, slave head.
Yeah, the headband thing that she attaches to him, that's their excuse for having a HUD in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's forcing him to be able to see these things.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, I guess. But, I lost my train of thought. What's going on?
Sneaking mission.
Oh, yeah, the sneaking mission. Like, then you can kind of see if there's mechs that are on standby, the area that you, like, if you got too close... They would, like, be alerted to your presence.
Okay.
And there's other cool things that you can see up in the heads up. Like, the combat does, at some point, start to become more tactical in that way that it's not like, I'm just run and beat some dudes up.
Uh-huh.
Like, it becomes to the point where the heads-up display will actually tell you if there's a flaw in a robot or if, like, that certain robot can be taken advantage of in a certain way that could help you out in battle.
Huh.
Like... This robot has a flaw in him, so his core is weak. So if you rip his arm off and shove it through his body, then he becomes an explosive that's about ready to detonate, and you can just toss him at other robots to kill them all.
Okay.
So you can kind of, like, plan your stuff out and be like, well, if I take this dude down quicker and give the other bots time to catch up to me, I can just kill them all immediately and just save myself a bunch of grief.
Oh, very cool.
It's cool. Eventually, like, I like their upgrade system. I mean, there's nothing to it. It's just like God of War. I collect souls. Well, not really souls. They're just like these little...
Slaves.
There's just these little, like, orange dots all around the end. They never really tell you. They're like tech points or something. You get tech points and you can upgrade your stuff.
Why not?
And eventually, you won't be able to max it out in the game. I really don't think you could. But you can get pretty darn close.
Okay.
But the only thing you really need to pay attention to that game is your shields and your health. Once that's all maxed out, then go crazy. But
are there abilities? Like, I think there's, like, you can, as you go, you can upgrade certain pieces of Monkey. Like, you can give him an electric staff or something.
No,
like that.
Nothing that cool. Like, you can, like, his staff is able to shoot, like, plasma shots and stun shots.
Okay.
And you can upgrade, like, how quickly he can shoot those, which is another good thing to upgrade because it takes forever. And you can upgrade the capacity for those.
Okay.
Eventually you can upgrade it to where if Monkey performs enough consecutive hits, he's able to do like a super combo where he just like destroys things.
Does it ever get to a point of like a choice you have to make? Like, is it sort of like creating this talent tree of Monkey, or is it just you can put points into what you want?
You can
and
just,
it's all available.
Yeah, it's all available. It's all like,
it's available when it's available.
Right. Well, it's just like, well, here's your health stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just put another point into health and you have more health. Like, it's just like that stuff. It's not like trying to figure out something that's close to this. It doesn't really branch anywhere.
Yeah, that's what
it's just. They're all just straight paths.
Okay.
You want more health? Just put more things into health.
Right.
You want more shields? Just pour more things into shields.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it pretty much lays everything out there and just tells you what, like, these are the things that are available. Get them if you want them. The other cool thing, like, they have some parts where there's tons of mechs shooting all over the place, and you know, you can't let Trip die, and she has no real way to defend herself.
Great.
So she, and you know what, like, as lame as that might seem, the whole game does not feel like an entire
escort mission. Okay.
Which is good, because I was afraid that's what was going to happen. But there are times in the game where it's like, oh yeah, that's right, I do have this other person, but she's more beneficial than a hindrance most times.
Okay.
She has like this little decoy thing she can do, where she has this like, she's got this stupid like wrist scanny thing, but she can just make it project a bunch of light that uh-huh. will distract the enemies and they'll start shooting at it,
uh-huh.
which gives you time to move to cover. And then Monkey's variation of distracting people is to just shout, hey, and wave his arms like crazy. and then they'll start firing in your direction, and then she can move cover.
Oh,
there's
cool.
There's a couple of sequences like that. The game does get pretty interesting with certain parts, like the part where Monkey and Trip decide that they want to hijack a car to get across this bridge that just happens to possibly be like it's working enough that they can get it moving to kind of as mobile cover.
Oh, okay.
Then you discover that Trip has no idea how to drive a car, and Monkey can't get into it. And like, so you're like running alongside this car, trying not to get shot, but trying to like not get run over by her at the same time. And then you have to like, oh God, this car's going this way, so I have to like step back and get around it. And then, like,
cool.
I mean, the interactions between Monkey and Trip through the whole game are actually really solid, and they're pretty funny. Like, the game builds humor like a slow snowball.
Okay.
Especially once you meet Pigsy, then the game gets ridiculous.
Gotcha. I don't know what that means.
Pigsy is a
pig
man.
Oh, pig man?
Pig man.
Oh.
He's a man cyborg pig.
Manborg pig.
He has like, he doesn't have a nose, but he has a metal like grafted snout.
Uh-huh.
And then the right side of his head is kind of missing, and there's just like a metal dome. And then instead of an ear, he has like 1/8 of a satellite dish that looks like a pig ears that's kind of flopped over.
Nice.
Yeah. He also has a sweet
hoof hand,
but it's like it's Nathan Rad Spencer, like it can like
grapple hoof.
But it's a hoof. It's made out of gold. which is sweet. Like there's everything about this guy is just like ridiculous. Whereas he's huge and fat and he's gross. He looks like he's oily at all times. He has two awesome, like, half-sleeve pinup girl tattoos on both of his arms.
Okay.
He has a giant, like, pursed lip for a belt buckle.
Huh.
So, this guy is a character.
It's a good design.
Yeah, really good design all the way around. I like all the characters and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even, like, some Assassin's Creed mystery that goes on in that game.
Oh.
And the ending of that game is actually pretty good.
Okay. I'll ask you about that off the air.
Yeah. Goes into some interesting stuff. I think a game's worth playing.
Cool.
It's good to watch, it's good to look at. If you don't mind hack and slash games, it's pretty decent.
It does enough to keep things feeling fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like there's really cool parts too when you get to use Monkey's Cloud. That lets you like basically skateboard all over the place.
Okay.
But you can only do it at certain parts of the game, which is fine. And there, a lot of the times they're when you're fighting bosses or have bigger events going on in which you need to use it to chase down an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you fight these robots called dogs, like you beat them down to a certain point, and then they'll start to run away from you, but mm-hmm. you have to chase them down with a cloud, and then, like, you break off one of their legs and then do it again to, like knock them over and punch staff through chest.
Okay.
And then, like, they'll reintroduce some fights, like, they'll just keep introducing different types of mechs, but sometimes just you'll fight the same thing and you'll be like, oh, it's this fight again, but there's different
tweak, little variation,
a little different tweak to it, and it's like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's like they have enough of the same stuff throughout this game, but they tweak enough of it therein that it's just like, oh, this is kind of different and interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a decent game.
Nice.
I'm gonna write a review for it probably.
Right on. Is that it? What else you got?
I don't think I've been playing anything else.
Well, I finished Vanquish today.
Cool.
I don't need to talk too much about that since you have a review up there, but it is short. It is awesome. It is hell of Platinum Games-ass craziness. Don't know much about what's going on. Like, what I want...
I mean, you know enough to know
right, I the basics the of premise. What was going
on. Did you at some point forget that you were on a space station?
All the time.
At some, like, all the time. Like, when about the time that a forest showed up, I was like, wait, are we... Did we go to Earth? Or are we in Russia?
Russia.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I just got confused for a minute.
The one thing that game needs is... It needs, like... at the bare minimum, it needs, like, a bestiary and... like a way to view those loading screen
pieces of text.
In loading screen
because yeah.
you have an armory, but all the armory does is it'll tell you about each different gun, and it's like two sentences, and it's like, oh, the LFE, low frequency energy weapon.
Well,
and it's like it shoots a low frequency energy blast that resonates at a low frequency, and
it's like,
okay.
Now, and the upgrade system is so vague of a system.
It is until
you start doing it enough, and you're just like, I understand. Like, it starts telling you what you'll be gaining from, like.
Well, you get the those green cubes, which you can choose right. to straight up full upgrade anything. But then, if you have max ammo on an object and you pick another copy of that gun up, it'll give you a little like 1/4 rank up. And if you pick up 3 more of those objects, it'll pop you up to the next level.
Right.
So instead of just having to go and collect cubes, there's benefits to picking up the weapons that you already have maxed right. out on ammo. But it did take me a while to... I was like, why? What is that tab there for? Does that just mean I have double the ammo or something?
Right, yeah. For the longest time, I was trying to figure out exactly how that works. And I was just like, I'm just going to upgrade everything. Just
yeah.
everything.
All the time.
Upgrade right, everything. And you just end up sticking to just like a few weapons.
That's right. I stuck with assault rifle, gun, generic gun.
Yeah, generic gun.
Heavy machine gun. And then I kept
sniper
the...
Sniper rifle.
I didn't use that. I kept the LFE, that one. The one that shot the slow-moving ball of
energy. Oh, yeah, that one's kind of cool.
The only reason I had it was because I would crowd control like the big monsters.
Yeah.
Big robots, like it just knocked them over.
I did like the missile launcher. There's like a shoots vertical missile.
Oh, the lock-on laser?
Yeah.
That thing was awesome, laser. But I wanted it to shoot one more lasers and do more damage.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that trophy either, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an awesome name for a trophy. And that game has. The game is really funny, too. Like,
oh, yeah. Did you see what I was talking about in their belligerent use of the word fuck?
Yeah.
It's kind of just.
It's a little awkward, but. It's
placed weirdly.
The thing that got
me,
the thing that absolutely, well, my favorite just poorly delivered line was at the end of the game, Sam is in a situation and he tries to lift somebody up and he says, here we go. But it sounds like it's like what he would say before he takes a catastrophic diuretic dump. Like, it's like, here we go.
Here we go.
You don't say that to But like I was saying, like that game, it needs like a Mass Effect 2 style bestiary compendium.
In the,
Like a BioWare compendium. So it's like when there's an achievement that says kill a Chikane or whatever it is with a grenade.
And
like,
you don't know
is that?
Necessarily what that is.
Yeah.
I do like some of their creature designs in that game. Those like middle-sized mechs that had the hammer tail thing.
Oh, like, yeah, that trans, like everything transforms.
Yeah, everything, which is awesome. Pretty much everything. Yeah, and their transformations are awesome looking. Yeah. Like that's the best part about that game is that everything is so awesome
everything
looking.
Everything is just so yeah. It is awesome.
It is just like.
You like stuff.
You like shiny, crazy.
Are you
shit?
A guy?
Yeah. Like this is a dude.
Even the
game.
Gun transforms, man.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But yeah, like there's a few little nitpicks that you can only like everything works out in the end. But I really wanted some kind of like further look into the universe. Like I want to know more about the suit. I want to know more about Sam. I want to know more about this. You know, space station, and there's just no way to look that stuff up.
Right, and like you said, the loading screens has some of that stuff, but the only stuff I caught was like quick glances of it, and then the game's loaded, and I was like, shit. All I saw was that Sam was playing football in high school, and I don't know.
How many times did you read that?
Exactly.
Till the senior year, and they got injured, and that's about as far as I
could. Yeah, that's about as far as I could get to, because that's about as far as it scrolls.
Right,
it's in this, like, one-fifth of the screen that it's just telling you this shit, and it's like, fuck.
There's a lot of fingers-to-ear phone calls.
Yeah.
Where it throws you into first-person mode, so you don't see him really doing that, which I thought was kind of an interesting weekend.
I wondered if those were, like, we're going to load this off screen kind of thing.
Oh, definitely. Like that slow you down and make you walk through this long corridor is just loading the next section.
They're just hiding it from you.
But I don't know. I like that game a lot, and I'll probably talk to you more. Like some of the trophies I thought were awesome.
I haven't seen all of them, but
The thing, like I was saying before what I was saying earlier was the line before the poop line that really got me is right at the beginning of the game when you're storming the space station and what's his name, Robert R. Burns, Lieutenant Colonel Burns, says jumps in the transport and says, "Come on, you monkeys, do you really want to live forever?" Which is a line directly out of Starship Troopers.
There are other ones like that. They totally rip from Aliens, and they say, "Stay frosty."
Well, yeah, stay frosty. I mean, that's
been done in other games, but it's just like, it's kind of ripping from other things. Oh, and the eBay reference.
The eBay reference is weird.
Game is so...
Space eBay.
Yeah.
That whole sequence was just...
That was just so weird.
Weird.
Yeah, like, none of them really had anything bad to say about being locked away in
this torture rack
thing. It's like, all right, well, next time I'll just leave you in there.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, man, too bad. You're really missing out. You rescue everybody else? Yeah, I got them all. Oh, too bad. It felt great. I think my back's in line.
Yeah. But you get one of those things on eBay.
Just
like, why? Like, all right.
That's okay. So my other little thing that I need to say about that game, and technically, is I turn subtitles on when I play games because I like to hear everything, but I also like to read it, and when things get going,
I agree.
I like to read what's going on too. They just end after a while. Like
what?
Like you It just, you don't get subtitles after a while. Like, they'll give you subtitles for maybe the first chapter, and then they disappeared. I don't know if it was a bug. I don't know. They went away. I was like, I'm not reading these anymore. Where are they? I check my settings. I turn them on. It's like, okay. Right.
We just didn't program them into this part.
Right.
That's...
We'll trick them into thinking they're actually there, but then, you know, they're gone. Yeah.
Nobody really reads them. Just put them on there for effect.
Man.
Did you ever have any problem with the audio in that game?
How so?
Like, the beginning of that game, I just straight up didn't hear anything.
No.
Okay, I think that might have actually just been an error with my stereo. But I do know that that did happen to me Enslaved. Enslaved, there were parts of that game that were just like... Because there's dialogue track, and then there's other sounds.
Oh, okay.
And other sounds would disappear sometimes. So I would either hear him like moaning and groaning as as he's ripping things apart, but not actually hear the ripping apart stuff, which is kind of weird.
Again, another moment.
Yeah, or the other way around, where I don't hear him doing anything, but things are just sort of just making weird breaking noises.
Uh-huh.
And like, it didn't happen a lot, but it just seemed like if I was dying and had to redo stuff, it would get grr.
Mm-hmm. So besides Vanquish, I haven't been playing really anything else.
More
I guess
Vegas.
Black Ops is out.
It is out. If Ryan wasn't, you know, busy playing that game right now.
Have you played it yet?
No, I got to watch some of it at the midnight release, but
I watched Hunter play a lot last
night. Oh yeah?
He was playing just multiplayer, and he played a lot of Gun Game, and Gun Game looks
Gun
awesome.
Game. Is that the one where everybody's got one bullet?
No. So the kind of cool thing about Black Ops, like, is for console first person shooter players, we don't have access to mods. You can't go on and be like, okay, well, this person has a cool map mod, so I can do this. Like, that has to be pre-installed in the game or a pack you download later. So
yeah.
Black Ops has a variety of multiplayer modes where you wait. They're called wager matches. So instead of just leveling up and getting new things unlocked, like you would in Modern Warfare 2, in Black Ops, you level up, and a level up will give you it will unlock things for purchase. So instead of getting just straight up XP, you're getting XP and money. So you're like killing dudes.
That's cool.
It's like, you know, 100 COD points. I forget. COD dollars or something.
So if I don't want to waste my money on stuff I don't need,
yes,
I can just save that
for
the stuff
that I see. So if you don't like playing with shotguns, then you don't need to purchase shotguns or what have you. Like,
yeah, unlike in like Modern Warfare 2, where it's like there's all this junk I got to get through
to get to
the stuff I want. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. And
I mean, you still have to level up to get there, but it's like I don't have to.
Right.
It's a different feeling.
Definitely. It offers less time wasting. And I mean, if you're going to be playing it excessively, then you're going to be able to tailor it to how you want.
So, but does that mean there's more things that you can spend your money on? Like
you know,
sweet ammo or not sweet ammo, but sweet camouflage?
That's funny that you ask it. There are a lot of money sinks. Like, I noticed Hunter, like, unlocked
your shoelaces.
Basically, like, he unlocked he bought, like, it cost him, I think it was like under $1,000 to buy 4 slots of gamer tag customization. So in Modern Warfare 2, you get like
you get those two.
Right, you can choose like your pot leaf background and then your like cannabis reference tag and then have like
have your saying of like
yeah, like blunt trauma or whatever. So in this you would
blunt trauma.
You have to purchase the different layers that you can have on it. So it's like, well, if you want to customize your back background, and you want to customize your mid background, and you want to customize your...
That seems like a waste of
money.
And
all these things. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not a lot of money either.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what the exchange rate on Black Ops is.
So the cool thing about it is the wager matches.
Okay.
So if you're just playing like a death match or team death match, you're making money. But wager matches is people who place in the top 3 get like bonus cash. So you have to have so much money to go into the game. So it'll cost you like $1,000 to play. If you get third place, you get like 1,200. Second place, you get 2,000. First place, you get 3,000. And I'm sure the scale progresses like the more people have money to play it.
Right.
So the one that I watched Hunter play was Gun Game, and Gun Game is awesome. You start out with a 357 Magnum.
Okay.
And you have to get a kill, and then you switch to the next weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the, you know, double Makarovs, and then that gun, you get a kill, you switch. And so you're going through this 20 gun cycle, trying to get kills and move up all the way to the last one, which is the ballistic knife. It's really stressful because, you know, you hit sort of these rough peaks. Like, you'll have to get through a shotgun section where you got two shotguns back to back, and you're like, well, you know, if I'm on shotguns and somebody's still on pistols, they're going to have an advantage over me. Or, like, sniper rifles is a really tough spot because you only have the sniper rifle. So you can only take sniper rifle shots at dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Or rocket launcher. Like, you only have the rocket launcher. And you have to get through, like, 4 of those. I don't know, something stupid.
Crazy.
And then if you ever melee kill somebody, they call it a humiliation, which drops you back in the cycle 1. So if you're on the double Makarovs and you got humiliated,
what happens
it pop
if you,
you
die?
Back to 352.
Does it?
What do you mean?
If you die, does it drop?
No,
you?
It doesn't do anything. Death means nothing. It only means that somebody else progressed.
Okay.
Yeah. So as you're going, it gives you this like constant narration of like, you're in the money, you're in the money, you're out of the money.
Awesome.
Yeah. It is. It's,
you found the little sister.
Yeah. It is that sort of thing where it's cool, but it adds so much tension to it because. You know, you hear that and you're like, okay, well, I'm in third place and I'm not doing so good, but somebody please just win. And there's a couple other modes. The one that you said, which is like one in the chamber,
which
is, you know, you get one bullet, melee kills earn you another bullet. There's sticks and stones, which is, that is like a...
Grenades and baseball bats.
Yes. No, I think that each of the
That's what that should be. Should
game
be
hit, types.
You should be able to hit grenades.
You should. Yeah, with the throwing tomahawk.
Sure.
No, each of the game modes, I think, has a different wager ratio to it. So Hunter was telling me he was playing the Sticks and Stones, and you build up this currency by killing people with, I think you get a knife, you get, I think, maybe a revolver, and then your hatchet. So you're going through this, and it has this weird balance of, like, if you kill a dude, you kill him, and you get a point. Like, if you stab him, you get double points, and if you throw your hatchet at them, they get bankrupted, so they lose all their points. Right. I probably have that wrong, but there's something like that. So basically, you know, if you ever get hatcheted, you lose tons of money, and you just got to keep building up. So
what happens if you drop yourself out of the match early? Do you keep cash?
I bet you lose your entry fee.
Right.
But just watching that, I think it's really cool that they have all those different game types and lots of opportunities to make tons of COD money to upgrade your dude.
Sweet.
Yeah. You got to like you have to buy perks. Like, you can't just get them.
So, oh, that's cool too. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're like, I'm not interested in ever having an emergency airdrop. So
I don't need to bling out my weapons.
Right.
Why do I? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
You purchase kill streaks too?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Everything that would normally unlock.
Sweet
and just
mohawk.
Be given to, definitely. Absolutely.
Is there seriously stuff that you can like purchase, like the way your character looks? Any clothes or gun mods?
I know you can customize your character. What I don't know is whether or not it costs money, but based on the fact that everything costs money, I'm guessing it does.
Okay.
But you know, I haven't played it myself. And I'm really interested in doing it based... I listened to some other podcasts talking about some of the stuff that happens in it. And there are some awesome, like...
Oh.
Weird moments. Like, within the... Like, I don't know if this is... Even, it's like, on Giant Bomb, they said the first five... When you start the game, it is FMV. Which is rad.
Oh, that is cool. I heard from someone today tell me that... there's a game that's hidden inside of the main menu that you can get to.
What is
if
it?
You pull the
Dead Ops.
Yeah. If you pull the trigger a bunch before doing anything, eventually the character will break free from whatever, like he's in a chair or something.
Oh, yeah, the torture chair.
Yeah, and he breaks free of the torture chair, and then there's a keyboard that you can go over to, and if you type in DOA, it will unlock this very, like...
It's like a top-down shooter.
Yeah.
Like
Metal Gear. Yeah, or
I was thinking like Bionic Commando, the stages where you're not swinging around, the ones where you're running up the screen, or like Gunsmoke or something like that.
Yeah,
you're
it's very yeah, like that. It's very like
top down
retro.
Control. Yeah,
yeah.
And then you can also go straight into zombie mode from the main menu. You don't have to unlock anything.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
When you complete the game, there's a special map that you can do.
How is zombie mode?
I actually played zombie mode co-op with Hunter, and
you shooting some
thing.
Zombies.
It's like a really bad Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I'm not
they
into it.
They move slowly, don't they?
They do, but your bullets are also really crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you're shooting zombies.
And there's no stagger, which kind of bothers me.
Oh yeah, they just keep coming.
Yeah.
Can't rifle butt them back.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, not even rifle butt. But if you're shooting a dude, it doesn't slow him down.
They don't stagger at all. Nothing.
Apparently, you're just only shooting 22 millimeter rounds with everything.
That, or they're just going straight through.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, zombie flesh, very weak flesh.
That's
just
true.
Just peels right on through.
Bullets mushroom, man.
You gotta shoot them in the head.
I do. I shoot them in the head. They don't do it. It's just like they keep going through.
Dude, headshots.
Yeah. So I watched a little bit of that. And played a little zombie mode. I haven't done much else. I've been trying. I want my PC to be working again because I want to play Super Mario Brothers X 1.3.
What is this?
Look up Super Mario Brothers X. Version 1.3, but just look up Super Mario Bros. X.
Okay.
It is a mod for Super Mario Bros. And it is
SNES.
Yeah.
Super Mario World.
But it is like everything you could want out of a hacked ass hacked version of Super Mario Bros. Like
moon jumps.
What?
Moon jumps, like zero gravity jumps.
So I'll show you the video, but it is incredible. Like there's one section of it where the entire screen is just crammed full of different characters on Yoshi's flopping and bouncing across each other, like this wave of weird cousins of Mario and Luigi on Yoshi's, like, washing across this tide of screen. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to play it, but I can't. That's pretty much it, I think, for games for me. I played a little bit more New Vegas. I'm in Vegas. I got to the next little story moment where some of the mysteries get sort of opened up a little bit. But then I had to walk away from that. Getting a little burnt out on it.
Sure.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for games that I've been playing.
More DJ Hero 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did spend a lot of time on that. I spent a long time going through the solo player mode, but I think I talked about that last week.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't listen to the whole thing.
I don't remember if I did or didn't, but whatever. Like, it's still DJ Hero. Yeah, I did. I talked about it. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so anything else we want to talk about for games? We got everything, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
All right, so let's talk about the news or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah, so guess what's happening? Nothing.
Well, dude, we're at the end of the year.
Monster Hunter Portable 3 has a launch trailer. And I'll put this... It's the launch trailer for Japan. And you know what? Still Monster Hunter. And even though it makes me excited and it does look really cool, I know that I absolutely hate playing it.
Yeah.
But I like playing it, but I hate playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll put that up.
One of those games.
It definitely is. That's really, the other little thing we've got is kind of interesting. Nintendo is trying to trademark the phrase "on like Donkey Kong."
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that came out in the American Pie movie, and
it came out, I think it's come out in music and movies,
all sorts of things. What do they stand to gain from this? Like, really, is that what Nintendo needs to be spending their money on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they need to be spending their money on? Making an HD console.
The news is coming out of CNN, and this is what I think is really funny. Like, Apple has had Apple has successfully trademarked, there's an app for that. That phrase is Apple's. Mm. So Nintendo wants to trademark, it's on like Donkey Kong, or on like Donkey Kong. It's really funny because this article from CNN.
So can we trademark who's the boss? Who the boss?
Who the boss? Yeah, we could do that.
Let's work on that.
Why, immediately care, yeah, done
before somebody else gets their mitts on it.
Right, we need to edit this part out. I just think it's funny in this article on CNN that they quote Urban Dictionary as the definition for on like Donkey Kong. But Nintendo, the quote is, it's an old popular Nintendo phrase that has a number of possible interpretations depending on how it's used. You know? In addition to Nintendo's use, it has been used in popular music, television, and film over the years, pointing to Donkey Kong's status as an enduring pop culture icon and video game superstar.
Alright, fine.
Yep.
Fine.
I'm fine with never hearing that phrase again.
Me too. Because if people got to pay for that, then nobody will say it.
I would happily never hear that again. And then it would just be a Nintendo products, which I don't play very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, if my 3DS opened up and the noise said, it's all like Donkey Kong, and then
I would be done with it.
I would be okay if that was the only time I ever had to hear that.
If it has to happen every time?
Every time. But then if I didn't have to ever hear it ever again in my entire life, that's fine.
A weird trade-off.
Something I can control there. So it'd be like, no.
Not you can just turn the volume off.
Turn it on under a pillow. yeah, so that's really everything that's going on.
That's
honestly.
The news.
That is the news.
It's not on like Donkey
nothing
Kong.
Nothing is on. Nothing is on like Donkey Kong right now.
No.
Much like there is no news, there is also no new game releases. We've got things. Let's start back here. We've got. Let's back up here and talk about some of these downloadable things. Like Nintendo. WiiWare, Gods vs. Humans.
Ooh.
1,200 Wii points. 16 playable gods, distinctive powers. Hysterical bosses to defeat, 16 additional challenges for players, 60 levels, solo campaign, special split screen two-player mode. Don't know how you do that. Oh, I was thinking of DS. Never mind.
Even better.
Yes. We've got Mix Superstar for 500 Wii points. Yep. Nintendo DSiWare Go! Series Pinball Attack.
Nice.
500 DSi points. Adventures in Vegas Slot Machine. 200 DSi points. So
is it just slot machines?
It's just slot machines.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's an adventure.
Certainly. But hey, you know, you want to talk about games that are games, actually games. We have Disco Light. 1200
points. I'm sorry.
Disco Light, not rated. Party on by changing your Nintendo DSi system into a Disco Light. Choose between music genres such as love, hip-hop, and rock. Look, I'm a big fan of the love music genre. A special disco feature will display colors that change when the rhythm of the music, or with the rhythm of the music. Place several DSi systems together to create your very own disco. John, how many DSIs do you think we have between all of us?
Two.
Yumi, Fielder.
Oh.
Does Missy have one?
No, she's a DS Lite.
Oh, man, we need...
That's only three.
Let's make a disco, John.
God damn it.
I have a DSI. Let's make a disco.
I don't even know if anybody else that owns a DSI.
Let's make... How many
you have a
store?
Much bigger screen than I do.
That's true, I do.
But dude, this is going to cost us more money than I care to spend.
Five. We need five DSIs and we need $10.
That still doesn't seem like it'd be worth.
Actually, we probably couldn't even do that, could we? Because there'd be no way to get just 200 Nintendo DSI points.
Not on one console at a time, no? See, this would cost us more like $100 at this point.
Damn it. You got me, Nintendo.
Damn you, squirrely bastards.
Oh, man. All right, well. Any more, think about how to make that work. That's it for Nintendo.
Any more notebook games?
No notebook games this week. Disco Light, dude.
Flashlight games.
Disco Light. Disco Light.
Well, no, there was a flashlight game.
A Disco Light.
Right, no, but there's like Disco Light and then a flashlight, right?
Right. I'm saying Disco Light. Disco Light. The sequel to Flashlight.
Right, exactly.
We've got PlayStation Network stuff. Downloadable games. Crescent Pale Mist. Yep. I don't want to read about that. It's E for everyone. Demos, Apache Air Assault demo, CSI Fatal Conspiracy demo. Kind of want to download that.
For what?
For PSN. Fatal Conspiracy
demo.
Sure. Yeah, why not? There's some interesting add-on content. Most interesting to me is the DJ Hero 2 compatibility update. Download this free update. Enable all original DJ Hero downloadable mix packs to be played in DJ Hero 2. Please note, this is where I get uninterested. Some DJ Hero 2 functionality is not supported by this update. So I'm wondering if means
freestyling.
Yeah, I can only assume it means they're not going to like update the freestyling. But does that mean you
no singing either?
Because that would be the only reason I'd want to bring him in is
don't sing.
Because I'd want to sing the old songs.
Swongs.
Sing the old songs. There's a couple other things. Scott Pilgrim thing. There's a Chaos Parachute for free for Just Cause 2.
Chaos Parachute?
Chaos Parachute. It's a parachute that never works. featuring a skull motif makes an entrance no one will forget.
Is it,
should you leave anyone alive to remember?
Is it a free? You say it's free?
It is free. Different color for your parachute.
That seems unnecessary.
Yeah. Got a lot of, what? Hang on here, John. Why, do you own the Fight Lights Out lubrication pack?
No, I do not. Is it free?
Reduce risk for cuts. Easy to escape grabs. Download this lubrication pack to get slippery and avoid these cuts and scrapes inflicted by your opponent.
It's your time to oil up.
Your foes will also fight hard to grab hold on to you. This is one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Is this free?
This is a 99 cents.
Oh, Jesus. I might have that sitting in my PSN wallet.
Maybe. There's but an energy drink pack, Chinese secret pack, bottle of win.
But what for? This is all for the fight?
The fight. Bottle of win pack.
What?
Yeah. Drastically increased strength, reduced chin. Download the bottle of win pack to increase your swagger, your style, your raw fighting prowess. Yeah, whatever. I kind of want to read all these.
I should just have you come over and play that game and understand.
How about the reindeer horn pack, Jen or John?
For the fight?
The fight. $1.
Instead of hair, I could just have reindeer horns?
No, I think it's ground up reindeer horn.
Download this reindeer horn pack for remarkable remedy that give your stamina a serious boost. Just one swig and you'll be ready to go the distance.
Crazy. Well, that was another thing that's really weird. The fight supports head tracking, but it wants to take a picture of your room so that it can understand the difference between where you are versus the room.
Okay.
But if you got a lot of stuff on your walls, it doesn't like that.
Might see some faces or something, or just get thrown off by
it. It's like you have too many things on your room and there's too much like static going on in your room.
Okay.
So we can't track your head. And I'm like, well, fuck you then. I don't want your head tracking anyway.
Gotcha. PSN, we've got Monster Jam Path of Destruction.
Yeah.
That's it. Got some
hooray.
Yep, that's it. Hooray, done with that. All right. Video games coming out this week in the reality. Fling Smash for the Wii, Nintendo Fit for the Wii, Karaoke Revolution Glee for the Wii, SingStar Dance for PS3, Beyblade Metal Fusion Battle Fortress. That sounds awesome for the Wii. Beyblade Metal Fusion Battle Fortress.
It actually comes with a little spinner top.
Want it. Rune Factory 3, A Fantasy Harvest Moon, Nintendo DS.
There's more than one.
Two of those already, I guess.
I knew there was one, but I didn't know there was two.
John Daly's Pro Stroke Golf. I thought that already came out.
I thought that came out too.
Zany Golf for the Wii. Just Dance Kids for the Wii.
Yeah.
Dungeon Raiders for DS. 101 Sports Party Mega Mix. Guess what console that's on?
Wii.
Yes. Wii. Family Feud Decades for the Wii. Hawks 2.
Wii.
For Wii. Call of Duty Black Ops for the Wii, Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. Monster Jam.
And DS.
Is it for DS
as
well?
It's on the DS as well.
Yes, it is. Nintendo DS. Black Ops. Monster Jam Path of Destruction for PSP, Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii, and DS as well. Talk about some stiff competition there, Call of Duty Black Ops. Watch out for Monster Jam Path of Destruction. Majesty 2, Battles of Ardania. The Sly Collection for PS3.
I do want to play that.
Guwangi. Guwange. Juwanji.
Sure.
That's a different game. That's it. Oh, wait. We got You Draw Game Tablet.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of this week. Pictionary at the end of this week. Doodle Dude's Big Adventure end of this week.
So instead of a vitality sensor, you're getting a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be great.
Mario versus Donkey Kong Mini Land Mayhem.
Do you remember...
Vitality Center?
No, the sweet Mario Paint game for Super Nintendo that had the awesome mouse attachment.
Mario Paint? Heck yes, man.
Yes.
There's awesome music that you can make with that.
Yeah, there's awesome music and there's awesome pictures that you can paint and stuff like that. Sweet fly.
That's how
Homestar
Runner was made. It was initially made using Mario Paint.
That's awesome.
That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. That is really crazy, actually.
So I guess that's pretty much it for news. Video game releases, just for the hell of it, let's check to see if we actually got an email. But I don't even know why. Sweet. I'm checking. You want to talk about stuff, John?
I don't know.
I think I broke my toe again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you manage that?
I hit it on a vent.
A vent? What did you hit it on the last time?
That work bunch.
Oh.
This crushed my right one. This one I crushed my left one. Bloody mess. No emails.
All the emails.
All emails are absent.
Sweet.
Yeah. So if you would like to email us, the email address is bbr@bossbarrel.com. There is a link on the podcast page. Otherwise, feel free to comment on any of the things. The comment system is up. It just needs to be It's under our approval of what is said. I don't even think you need to have a real email address, but yeah, so feel free to send us a message that way too. Yeah, keep an eye on Boss Barrel. We will have more reviews coming, and eventually look forward to end of the year video game deliberations and coverage, because we are hitting that end of November time frame. Getting exciting. All right.
Get ready for what I have to say about Assassin's Creed next week.
Oh yeah, it comes out next week.
It's gonna happen.
Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. Tuesday.
All right. Will do. Thanks for listening to BBR. Boss Barrel Radio. Who the boss? See you next week.